The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood, on the CBS Radio Network. What will it take to stop the latest fighting between Israel and Hezbollah? Will this be enough? More in a moment. Israel is suspending the aerial bombardment of southern Lebanon after an attack on the city of Qana collapsed an apartment building and killed at least 50 people, most of them children. CBS Chief Foreign Correspondent Lara Logan. But Israel is not calling this a ceasefire, and even as the Israeli government expressed deep regret, it accused Hezbollah of a setup. It released video showing Hezbollah rockets being fired from trucks which deliberately position themselves in residential neighborhoods. It's a tactic that turns the speed and accuracy of the Israeli military into a disadvantage. And this wouldn't be the first time Hezbollah has drawn Israeli fire to Qana. Qana is familiar to most of us as the likely location of the biblical village of Cana, where Jesus famously saved a wedding party just as the wine was running out. But in 1996, it became a death trap. Back then, Israel and Hezbollah were once again furiously hurling high explosives at each other, sending civilians fleeing to a UN compound at Qana. Hezbollah moved its rocket launchers within 600 feet of that compound and started firing. On April 18th, Israel fired back with 38 shells, some designed to explode above the ground to make them even more lethal. Within 7 minutes, over 100 civilians died. There was international outrage, and 9 days later, a ceasefire took effect, banning attacks on civilians. So here we are, 10 years later. Same enemies, same city, same tactics, same outrage. Coincidence, do you suppose? The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Monday, July 31st, 2006.